This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, is looking to deepen diplomatic ties with Guatemala and Mexico, two Latin American nations key to Biden administration's efforts to stem the spike in the mitigation of migration at the U.S. border. Harris, who departed Washington on Sunday after delay caused by technical issue on Air Force Two, is seeking to secure commitments for greater cooperation on border security and economic development. But corruption in the region has a far more intractable challenge will complicate her efforts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that he will use a group of seven wealthy democracy summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is also expected to stress the importance of global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G7 since the pandemic hit. 3 days of talks will be on the global recovery from the pandemic. Britain's government pledged in February to give most of the country's surplus vaccine to COVAX, the United Nations-backed program, which aims to supply poorer countries with the jabs. But the UK has not yet figured out a way on how many doses it will donate. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis expressed pain over the discovery in Canada of the remains of 215 residential school students, and he urged church and political authorities to work together to end the shocking development. But he didn't offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened to the Foster Healing. 2 days earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment by that the Vatican had not apologized. From the 19th century and until the 1970s, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools, the majority of them run by Roman Catholic missionary congregations. Israel's far-right politician, Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace him as prime minister, called him on Sunday evening to let go. After Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was a result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy, Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave over the scorched earth concept. People are allowed to establish a government even if you don't head it. And Netanyahu made a sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused on the spectrum in the wake of the innocuous March 23rd election, inconclusive, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Mexicans went to the polls Sunday to elect the entire lower house of Congress. Almost half the country's governors and most mayors in a vote that will determine whether President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party gets the legislative majority it needs to continue what it's called as fourth transformation of Mexico. López Obrador's critics have depicted the elections as a chance to stop the still popular president from concentrating more power and weakening checks and balances. The president says the opposition is dominated by conservatives who oppose his campaign against corruption and wasteful spending. A well-known Russian opposition politician who had been held in police custody for 2 days last week in a criminal investigation says he has left the country for Ukraine. Dmitry Gurakov said in a Facebook post that sources told him that if he didn't leave,